City folk wanting a taste of life on the farm has made urban homesteading more popular than ever. Here in Columbus, a class on raising city chickens has inspired dozens of homeowners to check out homesteading for themselves. WOSU's Gabe Rosenberg reports.
Here's the trick to holding chickens. Once you get them settled in your hand, they're actually pretty friendly.
To handle a hen, I'm going to talk about it first, but then we're going to jump right in and everybody's going to get a chicken.
I'm inside the City Folks Farm Shop in Clintonville, and about a half dozen women are about to learn the same lesson.
So you'll take your hand and you slide your hand along the keel.
Denise Bino leads the class. During the day, Denise works as a poultry buyer and seller in the North Market. But twice a year, she leads the City Chicken Boot Camp.
One leg between your first and second finger.
Over three classes, she teaches people all the ins and outs of licensing, coop building, and hen raising. Her students come from all over Central Ohio, and for all different reasons.
But it does seem that there's a big movement towards homesteading, sustainability, and urban farming in Clintonville.
In 2016, Columbus followed many other local cities in revising its rules for owning domestic farm animals after a wave of both interest and complaints. Currently, only about 90 people hold farm animal permits. Most of those are for fowl, though there are a few for ponies, sheep, and goats. The idea of living sustainably and independently is what drew Galloway resident Jennifer Feudum to the class.
I try to be very careful about where my food comes from, and I really don't buy anything like that from the grocery. I buy them from farmers.
But there's no such thing as a free chicken dinner. Right off the bat, Denise has her students thinking about their budgets.
Because a lot of times folks think this is going to be cheaper to raise chickens in the, for eggs in the backyards, and it's not.
How much more expensive? Well, after you get the permits, build the coop, and buy feed, you're looking at up to $2,000. And that's just for year one. But Denise says you can taste the difference.
I promise you, those eggs will be the best eggs you've ever had in your life. Because they're your chickens, and you fed them and raised them, so that makes... It comes through on your food, I think. I know.
In the middle of the farm shop, each of the students now holds a chicken safely in their arms. The birds come in all sizes and colors. They're white, black, brown, speckled, fat, small, and, according to Denise, they're pretty funny, too.
They're clowns. They're some of the clowns of the barnyard. A chicken crosses a road because it smells something good to eat, because their sense of smell is about as good as ours, but their vision is not.
For a lot of the students, amusement is the main appeal.
I just want a cute little coop and cute little chickens, and yeah.
Melanie Brown grew up around farms and chickens in Macedonia, Ohio. Now she lives in Westerville and wants a few of her own as pets.
Is that normal?
It's my kind of normal.
Not everyone in the city loves this new normal, though. Several students said their neighbors liked the idea of having chickens nearby, but their communities, not so much.
Now, my homeowners association probably would frown on it, but there are people there in Westerville that have chickens, so.
So people are already rebelling.
Yeah, they are.
In Columbus, you just need 2 square feet for each bird you want to raise. In Prairie Township, where Jennifer Feudum lives, though, chickens aren't allowed on any property less than 5 acres.
So that I will probably go, you know, to a council meeting and try to bring that up and have that changed.
So turning chicken farmer and activist.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a bill sitting in the Ohio House that would let property owners keep a small number of farm animals, no matter what local communities say. I asked Prairie Township about the bill, and they said they won't change their rules unless absolutely forced to. Gabe Rosenberg, WOSU News.